Martin, it wasn't a very good game against South Shields last Saturday. What sort of reaction are you looking for this Saturday at Boston from the players?
Well, an all-round better performance to start with, and regarding sort of the hunger, the desire, the passion, which should be a given in every game, to be at its best. And you know, we've had a serious conversation with the players, certain individuals, since Saturday, and the reaction and training has been outstanding this week. You know, we're here tonight again, preparing, and it's been nice in some ways that you've been able to get the players back on the training ground. You've been a chance to prepare myself, rather than just preparing for games, preparing more training sessions, a bit more detail of what you want, and I'm expecting them, you know, a vast improvement come this weekend.
You mentioned there about commitment and will to win and determination, which you said after the game last Saturday was a little bit lacking. Did you see last Saturday as possibly one of the lowest points of your time here at Down?
Yeah, it was. And it's important that you sort of identify that. And you've got to be honest with your judgment. And, you know, there's only one thing about football is that, you know, the next game, you're given a opportunity to put it right. And I think that's what we've all got this weekend, everybody, including myself, that we've got an opportunity to make sure that we go out and give everything that we didn't give last weekend.
But when you look at the 6 years you've been in charge, or the almost six seasons, I think it might be fair to say that this is possibly one of the lowest points of that particular time, but you've got to take it in perspective of what's gone on in the previous 5 years.
Oh, we've lost two games, one being an FA Cup game, so, you know, in the scheme of things, you know, I would say a bad run when you haven't won in 10, 12, 15, that's a bad run, and that's when you really are concerned. You know, we've lost a couple of games, and in the scheme of things, you know, over a 5.5 year period, you know, if that's the lowest that we're going to reach, then I'd have been very, very happy with that. And, you know, we've set such high standards since day one, and we've had such good success since day one. So we've got to take the rough with the smooth. It's sport, it's what it's about, it's always how you react. It's now where you find out more about people on and off the pitch, of who's with you and who's not with you. And in life, sometimes you need these tough times to see exactly how you're going to go forward and who's going to go forward with you.
You spoke about players coming and going. There might be a new signing before Saturday. It's public that Kevin Burgess is on the transfer list. Will there be any more comings and goings?
Yeah, we should have one in tonight for the weekend, and possibly another one in tomorrow for the weekend. But, you know, I think we've put pen to paper with one this afternoon. It hopefully gets clearance. And hopefully there could be another one in tomorrow. And if we don't get the right performances come Saturday, there'll be people going again.
You've always said, though, even when Darlow were winning the Northern League and going well in the Evo Stick League, that you would always look to improve the team at the first or the best opportunity you could get.
Every manager with ambition that wants the best for their club has the same drive, and that's what you're in for, because if you don't, you go backwards. So whether you're top of the league, bottom of the league, you're always looking to improve your squad. It's just a day-to-day job that you must continue to keep looking, never take your eye off the ball, and never get complacent with what you've got. We've got to make sure that the players have good competition. We haven't had good competition because of the lack of injuries, the amount of injuries that we've had. So we've been threadbare, but we've got a few players back this weekend, which is great, refreshing. We've got one or two players coming in, which is exactly what we need. And we're ready for the next challenge.